Thank you, President, Excellencies and distinguished colleagues. United Kingdom's very grateful for the opportunity to comment this morning. As the Trade and Development Report sets out, the world, of course, is changing fast, and it is a period of particular heightened geopolitical tensions, opportunities from rapid technological change, and of course, the background of climate and environmental crisis. And against that backdrop, we very much recognise the urgency and complexity of the challenges we face in getting the SDGs back on track. The UK believes, nevertheless, that 2025 provides an opportunity for us to recommit to multilateralism and international development. We have, for example, the Hamburg Sustainability Conference, Financing for Development, the COP30, and of course, UNCTAD's Ministerial Conference later this year. We're very pleased that UNCTAD is part of all these different discussions, but we also underline the importance of UNCTAD focusing on its strengths in the way it contributes in order to complement rather than duplicate or even risk contradicting discussions and agreements elsewhere. But with this in mind, we're pleased that the report has got plenty of very good ideas on how we can do this. As an example, we welcome the report's focus on the potential of services-led development. This mirrors what we've seen in wider trade analysis, of course, that services exports are booming, while in many cases manufacturing exports decline. So it's very important that we work together so developing countries participate in these opportunities. We were also pleased to see the mention of the role of environmental services in the green transition as a real opportunity. Also to respond to a lack of quality services jobs in developing countries. And this is an area that the UK is keen to encourage further as well. I think fundamentally in this area, we need to understand services trade better. For this reason, the UK is pleased to be working with the World Bank and the WTO in launching the Trade in Services for Development initiative, which we hope will improve services data. We're also pleased to see UNCTAD beginning to work on a trade in services primer. We encourage this work and UNCTAD sharing its considerable analytical insights in areas such as this. On financing for development, as the report notes, getting the SDGs back on track requires real changes, both in terms of quality and quantity of financing. And we agree that international financial reform is becoming more urgent. We'd also add to that the importance of creating conditions for and realising increased sustainable investment in developing countries, and note that this is another area that we also pursue at the World Trade Organization through the proposed Agreement on Investment Facilitation for Development. On specific steps the UK is taking on international financial reform, as an example, we note the introduction of our climate resilient debt clauses, which we're calling on all creditors to introduce. More widely, we welcome the broad focus on reforms in the report, but would note that we don't endorse all of the proposals, especially where some of them risk duplicating work going on in other and probably more suitable forums. An example of this in another area for reform, the UK is supportive of greater international tax cooperation. We've championed efforts to tackle base erosion, profit shifting, and to increase transparency. But we do feel it's an area where we need to avoid duplication and fragmentation. So we note the importance of discussions primarily in the OECD as a forum that has proven success in agreeing historic work on tax cooperation, which also works by consensus and ensures the representation of developing countries. By way of conclusion, we look forward to further discussions on the report. We'd like to thank the Secretariat for it. It sets out a strong narrative of the challenges that we face and provides potential solutions. So the UK stands ready to engage with partners here on the report and preparation for UNCTAD 16. Thank you.